My name is Shane. You want a full name?
No.
My name is Shane, and I sing for Close Your Eyes.
My name is Brett. I play guitar, and I do a little singing.
Awesome. All right. Second time in Canada, first time in Montreal. What's your favorite thing about Canada and favorite thing about Montreal?
Favorite thing about Canada is how nice all the people are.
Dude, as far as like people go, especially like from our first experience in Canada going on the western side, like kids there were incredibly like hospitable, incredibly generous people. And coming in, you know, we didn't really expect any of that. I mean, we're kind of like being our first time in Canada, not really knowing what to expect from my kids, whether or not they knew us or anything like that. But I mean, kids would just come up and just, you know, they would talk, incredibly friendly, and just buy stuff. I don't know where money was coming from. And it was something like, you know, even with you know, they would buy like a t-shirt for $10 and they would throw a 20 and be like, yeah, just keep it.
Okay, so in your past musical upbringing, how did you get connected to hardcore and punk and just like everything that's influenced you with Close Your Eyes?
Go ahead.
I've been listening to it forever. Since I was like in middle school, I've been listening to punk and hardcore. I grew up listening to stuff like MXPX, Stretch Armstrong, and stuff like that. So it's just what I've always grown up with.
I was completely different. I hated anything punk as a kid. If it had a circle pin in it, I thought it was stupid. I grew up on like country whenever I was like a younger kid. I grew up on country, and then that changed. I heard Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. So I started kind of getting into more like the rock and roll, which turned into like metal and like death metal. Brett and I started Close Your Eyes, and you know, like you said, you know, it's something that he's grown up with, and so he would write, you know, more punk, hardcore punk style stuff, you know, riffs or whatever, and I would completely dismiss them and be like, that's stupid, you don't need to play that, just go ahead and stop. I was riding to Houston with our bass player Sonny to record our first EP, and he was talking about listening to like punk whenever he was a kid, and I told him, I was like, yeah, it's not really my thing. And he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot in the world, and he said, well, you just haven't heard the right bands. And we listened to, like, he just started pulling out CDs. We listened to, it was the first day I ever listened to like Agnostic Front, listened to Victim in Pain that day, listened to Madball, we listened to This Is Our Revenge by With Honor. And once I heard that album, like it completely changed, you know, my whole outlook on the hardcore scene. It was like the first time that I had ever just, I guess, gone into it with an open mind. And I fell in love.
That was one of the best days of my life.
I can honestly say,
I was so frustrated before that.
If it hadn't been for This Is Our Revenge, there is a good chance that Close Your Eyes probably would not be where it is today, and that we probably would have disbanded on musical differences.
Close Your Eyes. Where does the title come from?
I never answered this question. Never.
No, not your thing.
Not even try.
I think that I answer this question in every single interview I've ever done.
Yeah. It was just pretty much why I don't answer it. I was like, right, go ahead.
You have it down, go for it.
Okay, so it has to do with two things. The first is a satire on society and pop culture, the way that pop culture and the media specifically dictates our beliefs and our actions and what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable, what's cool, what's not cool. And it's kind of like that's not real, that's not our reality, because pop culture should not be dictating how we live our life. So we close our eyes to that for true reality. And the other side to it is just the spiritual aspect that we have in our lives, what we are looking at is not always exactly everything that is there. So sometimes the spiritual side of life is more real than what you see, you know? So that would be the other way.
Okay, what do you think sets Close Your Eyes apart from any other band coming out of the hardcore scene? scene right now.
Well, we don't sound like anybody else in the hardcore scene. I don't know if that's what sets us apart or not.
I mean, when you look at hardcore these days, you hear bands like Terror, you hear bands like Madball, Death Before Dishonor, more of a metal influenced style of hardcore, and that place needs to be there. I mean, it very much is part of like hardcore history and a part of where hardcore has come from. But there are still, you know, more of a melodic side of hardcore has kind of been lost over the past couple of years. You have bands that are still kind of doing it. You know, I consider, you know, Rise Against to be one of those, like on their past couple albums, not so much with Appeal to Reason, but with Honor was one of those. You know, some consider Shiloh to be more of like a melodic style hardcore band. And then you have bands that take more of like melodic, take it to a more melodic side, you know, with like It Prevails and stuff like that. But you know, it's not something like the style of like hardcore that we do. You know, more of like a fast paced punk with melody, not necessarily pop punk.
Yeah.
And not necessarily like we're not falling under like the pop rock style of like A Day to Remember. Yeah. It's not falling necessarily under those categories, but it's almost something that like it's not new. I mean, we're not doing something that's new, but at the same time, it's something that has been forgotten by a lot of like the hardcore circle, and so it kind of comes across as something that is different and something that is, you know, kind of more refreshing inside the scene. So I love the fact that we use melody and that we're not just up there screaming our heads off. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, like, it needs to have the angst, because it's not hardcore if it's not, you know, ticked off in some way. But you know, I like to sing. Singing is fun. So yeah.
Okay, what was the process that you guys went through getting signed to Victory, and any advice for bands who are looking to get signed to labels?
We're kind of a weird situation. There wasn't much of a process.
Yeah, it just kind of happened.
Basically, they found us on a flyer of a festival we were playing. We were playing right before Image Phoenix on the main stage. And they saw the flyer, they're like, who in the world is this band that's not on a label that's playing on the main stage right before Image Phoenix? So they looked us up, they heard us, they had us come to Chicago for
a showcase.
Yeah, a showcase, that's what I was looking for. And they liked it, and we had a contract for a few days.
That's awesome.
And
we never sent anything to them or anything like that. But
they just
really glad that they got a hold of us, because they've been awesome to us.
It's almost like kind of like we were just in the right spot at the right time. And I don't think by any means that is the norm when it comes to getting signed to labels. I definitely think that it is a business of like who you know, but it takes a lot of work, and that's one thing. I mean, like Brett and I have been doing this for 5 years now. Before you know we even got, you know, even looked at by Victory. You know, we've been around the block a couple times, and it takes a lot of dedication, and you know, I know kids probably realize this, you know, but with like things like MySpace and Facebook, you know, it's so easy for kids to record music, put it up, and
hope get for people to find it.
Yeah, and you know, not necessarily have label support, but think, you know, that they can go out and you know, tour across the USA and be in a band, and it's not necessarily that simple. You know, one of the things that, you know, like we really, really worked hard on, and like kind of like in the earlier days, and we still do to an extent, was, you know, making sure that like whenever people found us on those social networking sites, that we actually maintained a relationship with them. Just because, you know, so many bands, you know, sit there and add people all day, but, you know, very few actually go outside of the generic, hey, thanks for the ad comment, and actually respond specifically to people.
Which song live do you have, like, the most passion for when you are playing it?
Man.
Talk about the crowd,
Song of the Broken. Yeah. Hands down. Song of the Broken. Just because it's the most well-known song that we have. And we have a music video for it, so kids love it. It used to be Digging Graves. We don't play it live anymore. whenever we first wrote Something Needs to Change, like that song for me was such a powerful song, and it's because of just where it came from for me. I would still say for me, it's still something. I don't know. I still feel like overwhelmed at times whenever we play that song, just because it draws from such a heavy place. So I don't know about Brett though. Brett doesn't care right now.
I want to check this out so much so bad.
If you guys were not making music, what would you be doing with your lives?
I probably would have got my MBA and working in a business somewhere, and then been doing part-time in the industry.
Two things. I would either be leading like worship at a church, or doing the job that I had before this, which was I was a coder. I worked in IT. I sat in front of a Mac computer all day and wrote code. I was a nerf herder.
Oh. Yeah. So my radio show is called Break It Down, and lately I've been like meeting tons of people from like different like genres of like hardcore and metal and whatnot. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about breakdowns in this scene today, and favorite breakdown of all time?
Oh man. Breakdowns in the scene today are very, very, very popular.
Very, very, very generic and overdone most of the time.
Mundane.
There's some bands that I love.
Yeah.
I say this all the time, and I often get misquoted on it. In that I would love to never have to write a song with a breakdown in it again. In that the just kind of like the dun dun,
yeah,
dun, dun, dun. You know, just like kind of like an open note, just kind of like wanna be chubby, tough breakdown. Like I think there are ways that like breakdowns can still be done that when you do them, like they can still have like that same type of intensity, but done in a way that it's not just like open note. Like, you know, you just do it in a different way, kind of flip the idea on its head, so to speak.
A lot of bands just stop a song, put in a breakdown, and start a song.
Yeah,
and it's not something that necessarily, it's not like it flows into the breakdown. It's almost like they just kind of mash two things together. I don't know, favorite breakdown of all time. Oh, man. I don't know.
I hear any Asley dying.
No, that's not going to happen. I wouldn't say that was one of my favorite breakdowns. Man. Favorite breakdown of all time. I don't know.
Some of mine don't count. Like, such hard time breakdowns don't count. There's breakdowns, but they're not like what most people think is breakdowns.
Right.
The one at the end of that Suchi Run song, and so that this is more breakdown. Just because it's got such a big chant over it.
Dude, and kids still eat that up.
Yeah.
Chants are awesome.
I love the breakdown on Some Kind of Hope. On their new record, like it comes in like, and it has like kind of like this soft spot, and like, you know, he's talking about how like, I don't know, like I think he said something like how he felt his angst for the first time in like his mind and body. And
I've been alone in a crowded room part.
No. Yeah, that's Heartless. But basically, it comes into the breakdown with him just saying like, I just want to be a better man. And as soon as he says it, like everything just kind of comes back in full. Dun, 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 dun. And it's not a chop up breakdown. It's just like a straight, driven breakdown part. But like, every time I hear that, it's just like it just hits. And so like for me, like right now, like one of my favorite parts of their set is when they play that song. Such a good song.
I actually like slow heavy two steps a lot more than I like breakdowns.
And I'm more about the circle pit and like jumping on top of people. Like,
I've been listening to punk rock a lot, so I'll always be about circle pit.
I haven't. I'm just getting into it.
Saying as far as what kids right now are eating up, and
yeah,
it would be the heavy two steps that I like more than breakdowns.
Last kind of question, shout outs to bands that you guys love or supporting right now.
That I love.
Quarterday, The Overseer.
You into that one. Yeah, go ahead. Quarterday, The Overseer, you keep going.
I'm loving Stick to Your Guns right now. Signs of Hope. Oh, especially if you're coming up to Canada with this.
Yep. Yeah.
Kid Liberty.
Our boys in My Epic.
Kid Liberty's terrible. We love the guys. Make sure you put that on there.
Okay.
No, I love those dudes. They're good. They have so much. Dude, they have so much hype. They have so much hype right now. They're so good. I said My Epic. Sure, not necessarily like a hardcore band.
Doesn't have to be.
I'm all about them right now. I'm all about the Beggars. I'm all about Thrice Beggars right now. I listen to that almost every day. I'm all about.
Gotta say, I didn't remember for taking us on the tour this
one. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't remember. I've been Rise Against. God, I can't stop listening to Rise Against these days. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Any of our boys.
I listened to the Rocket Boys last night.
Yeah, the Rocket Boys. Those guys are good. Out of Austin. They're actually from Abilene. Well, they're all from all over the place, but they all met in college in Abilene, and then they moved to Austin. But a super good band. Super, super good band.
What is it called?
The Rocket Boys. It's kind of like a... It's more like an indie rock band. Very, very good. Very, very good songwriter. That's really about it.
Thank you very much for doing the interview.
Not a problem.